Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
6 years ago this week, Massachusetts enacted health care reform, and outside the state, talk show hosts and politicians frequently blast the law as a budget buster. Here's former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum using that argument to criticize GOP presidential candidate, former Governor Mitt Romney.
It has been an abject failure, and he has stood by it. He stood by the fact that it's $8 billion more expensive than under the current law.
That's just one of the myths the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation hopes to bust with a report out today. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story.
In the weeks and months before lawmakers passed the state's health coverage law in 2006, Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, walked the Statehouse marble halls. He was crunching numbers to figure out how much expanding coverage for uninsured residents might cost Massachusetts.
At the time, we estimated that that might be in the area of $100 million state dollars each year. It's turned out to be just that.
Even less, actually, $91 million more a year, or 1.4% of the state budget. Widmer says if you include the federal government's share of spending on the law since 2006, the total is $906 million.
A very tiny additional cost to taxpayers for huge benefits. No way can one say that this has been anything close to a budget buster. The facts put a lie to this myth.
Now, keep in mind that Massachusetts was already spending roughly $1 billion a year on care for uninsured residents who received free treatment at hospitals and clinics. Much of that money, plus the additional $91 million a year, now funds free and subsidized health coverage for low and moderate income residents. So, does Widmer think his facts will stop critics, most of whom are outside the state?
No, I've been around too long to think it will actually bust the myth, but I hope it will help.
MIT economist John Gruber says the report should prove that the Massachusetts model is both efficient and effective.
If you believe the government has a role in helping improve the health of our society, then this is a really small amount of money to pay to do it. And in fact, there is no cheaper way to do it.
I don't think we learned that from this report.
Douglas Holtz-Aiken is president of the American Action Forum and is advising Republican leaders as they craft alternatives to President Obama's health care law in the event that the U.S. Supreme Court declares all or part of it unconstitutional. Holtz-Aiken says proving that something works in Massachusetts doesn't mean much for the rest of the country.
Massachusetts was already a very high-cost state. Massachusetts had already covered most of its citizens, and it has a small number of hospitals and providers that it needs to control. So we can't really just extrapolate from Massachusetts to find out what happens in the U.S.
The real challenge, says Holtz-Aiken, is figuring out how to deal with health care costs, which are busting local, state, and federal governments. Governor Deval Patrick agrees that controlling costs must be the next chapter in health care reform.
And I'm proud of the fact that we have moved on to that second chapter now. That's the reason why premium increases have slowed from about 16% 2 years ago to less than 2% today, and we want to keep that going and we want to sustain it.
The governor filed his prescription for controlling health care costs more than a year ago. House and Senate lawmakers are promising their versions will be out soon. Time is running short for such a major bill. This year, the legislature stops meeting in formal sessions at the end of July. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.